The history of rock and roll.
Laverne Baker's Jim Dandy was one of the top rock records of 56, an era which spawned many songs now known as oldies but goodies. Art LeBeau, the Los Angeles disc jockey who coined the term, reminisces for the history of rock and roll.
The oldies but goodies started at a drive-in restaurant in Los Angeles several years ago. Many people preferred old records to new ones because, well, they associated these records with ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends and their own precious moments of the past. We started calling these records oldies but goodies, and they soon became the most popular part of our radio show. Some of the terms from the oldies but goodies era are cool, crazy, gassy, too much, real bad, tough, boss, swingin', and they rule. Yes, these are the terms of the oldies but goodies rock and roll era. Now here's a great oldie but goodie, a blast from the past. Little Willie John. Maybe you'll remember the original Fever.
Casual Look by the 16s and Fever were both smashes from 1956. As was the original version of Devil or Angel by the Clovers.
Devil or Angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or Angel.
Shirley and Lee brought a new beat and a strange vocal combination to rock in 56 with a record called Let the Good Times Roll.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Roll all night long. Come on, baby, yes, this is me. This is something I just can't miss.
The history of rock and roll continues through 1956 with a Five Satins and some observations by Frank Zappa.
I remember that when I first heard this kind of music, I knew that it was the kind of music that I wanted to listen to. Nobody had to explain it to me that this was music designed for teenagers. You know, you just heard it and you knew that it was your music, and it didn't make any difference if it was recorded by somebody your own age or it was recorded by an older person.
Frank Zappa, leader of the Mothers of Invention.
Because the R&B records in those days sounded very sincere, you know, and everybody was sincere, whether they were 15 or they were 60. You know, I could dig Elmore James just as much as I could dig the Five Satins and things like that, because it all sounded real to me.
Domino was riding high in 1956, along with Ivory Joe Hunter, who sang one of the great rock and roll ballads, Since I Met You, Baby.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed.
Chanel's demonstrated another style of rock balladry in The Closer You Are, their big hit from 56.
The closer you are, the brighter the stars in the sky. And darling, we'll always be in love.
Heartbeats also missed its teenage eyes in 1956 with a downbeat love song, A Thousand Miles Away.
We are a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes.
Singer of the Heartbeats formed another group 5 years later and scored again with an answer record to A Thousand Miles Away. Shep and the Limelights are next on the history of rock and roll.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Do you stay? Daddy.
The Heartbeats became Shep in the Limelights, and after 5 years of traveling, 1,000 miles away became Daddy's Home. The history of rock and roll returns to 56 for James Brown's first hit, Please, Please, Please. By his definition, an example of soul music.
There's been a tremendous amount of perfection added to hard rock, rhythm, and blues. Rock and roll, well, there's no such thing as that because that went out with the Alan Freed days. But a lot of people say rock and roll because they don't know the new term. It's soul music or like the psychedelic thing, you know.
The history of rock and roll.
Please, 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 please.
'56 and '57 were years of transition for rock and roll. The rockumentary has traced the merging of country and rhythm and blues in earlier sections. This combination was vital to rock and roll, as was the inclusion of folk and pop music. 1956 and '57 were the years when such combinations became frequent and rock became more than commercial rhythm and blues. One such blend was Bill Justice's 1957 rocking instrumental, Raunchy, recorded in Memphis. Of high school girls who cut classes in 57 to record a rock and roll tribute to the principal of their school, Mr. Lee.
One, two, three, hey. Look at Mr. Lee. Three, four, five, hey. Look at him, John. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. I'm in my
of rock and roll.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl waiting for me. Cross over the river, beyond every cloud, she's past the wind.
Johnny and Joe sang about separation in 1957, a year which resulted in Gold for the Diamonds, a gold record. Their voices and their song are next on the history of rock and roll.
Dave Somerville, Mike Douglas,
Bill Reed,
and Ted Kowalski.
I guess our break, as you might call it, was the winning the Arthur Godfrey show.
Teddy knew Bill, and Bill knew myself, and we got together and we started singing as a trio. And we went for an audition at the CBC in Toronto, where we met Dave. And that's how a trio formed into a quartet.
The history of rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diamonds covered the Gladiola's original version of Little Darlin', but theirs was the bigger hit. Fats Domino was beyond the danger of cover records in 57, the year of I'm Walkin'.
I'm walking.
Dubs were an old-time rhythm and blues group who finally made the pop record charts in 1957 with Could This Be Magic?
Final few bars of Little Richard Slippin' and Slidin' are the early rock and roll equivalent of jazz. Professor Paul Tanner of the UCLA Music Department thinks the decline of jazz may have contributed to the rise of rock and roll.
The consensus seems to be that around 1945 or so, we ran into rhythm and blues. Well, about this time, on the jazz side of the ledger, there was bop, and bop was so frantic, and it communicated with so few people that there was a need, there was a void there. There was a terrible need for something that would communicate, especially something that was terribly rhythmic. And then out of rhythm and blues, about 10 years later, maybe 1955, that's a very broad thing, you know, circa 1955, we started hearing an awful lot of rock, and it seemed to have rhythm and blues in it, and yet it seemed to have some country in it. You know, we started to hear guys like Presley and people like this, and so there seemed to be a fusion there of a good kind of a swinging thing that most anybody could understand, and yet had a little more to it than the actual rhythm and blues had to it.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
That was Elvis Presley. The history of rock and roll next rolls the 1957 sound of Lloyd Price.